This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What's going on, Anime Boys family? We're back with another fucking episode with me and your boy Jay. What's going on, Jay?
What's up, man? We're here, we're back, and you might be saying to yourself, hey, double episodes back to back? And you'd be
Bro, correct, man.
We recorded yesterday, we were gonna double down, and we were just like, nah, man, let's do it tomorrow. Let's take it easy
on ourselves. Yeah, I was like, let's take it easy and let's do it tomorrow. Because usually we try to fucking do our episodes like we're like 30 to 45 minutes max, and we always fucking like end up going forever. Yesterday's wasn't as long, but I was like, God damn, dude, we take forever sometimes. I'm just like, I don't know if we can do it. I don't know if we can double down. Like, I was like, let's do it tomorrow. But we here. Nothing has changed probably between fucking yesterday and today, but.
I mean, a lot of shit has gone on from yesterday and today, man. Like a ton. So much shit has happened. No, I'm just
Yeah, the upstairs just got flooded at your house.
Hey, they're still fucking gone, dude. The upstairs neighbors, man. I had to pinch myself. Dude,
what if like the upstairs neighbors come back?
I would kill myself. Yo, so like one thing that's weird and I really didn't like realize what happened. I was taking out like my dog this morning, and you know, we go up to like the top of the hill, she poops, I pick it up in the bag, I go, and like the dumpster is like on my way back to my apartment. And so when I turn around and I like start the trek to the dumpster and I look, the upstairs neighbor, like the upstairs door was just wide open. And I was
why?
It's fucking 6 a.m, dude. Like it was early. It was maybe like 6:30 in the morning, and I was like, it's 6:30 in the morning, and with the way that like my apartments are, like I can hear if someone's up there, and like I didn't hear anything, so I'm like, yo, I'm pretty sure, like I could check the cameras to like my front door, but like I'm pretty sure that like this door just stayed fucking open the whole night, dude.
Bro, really? Like, so literally anybody could have gone in there and just fucking slept or just like stolen whatever the fuck they wanted.
Well, I mean, it's empty. Like, they're moved out. But I was just like, I really wanted to get nosy, and I wanted to go up there because my upstairs neighbors were, like, fucking terrible. So I just wanted to get nosy and be like, yo, how bad did they fuck this up? But I was like,
there's just holes everywhere.
I was like, nah, I'm not going to go in, dude. Like, I'm too scared.
Bro, you're going to go in, the door's just going to close behind you by itself.
Basically, man. I was fucking freaked. I was like, not about it.
No, but I was going to say, like, fucking, I finally beat Millennia in fucking Elden Ring.
Right, like, after when we got off too.
Yeah, literally, we finished the podcast and we're like, let's fucking hop on Elden Ring. And then Jay got off, and then I beat her. Like, I was like, yo, this is dope. Honestly, I didn't have a hard time with her just because I think I'm a strength build. So, like, it was pretty fucking dope, though. Like, I fucking finally beat her. It took me, like, 2 days. But, like, that's, like, 2 days of me playing, like, a little bit one day and then yesterday, I guess I just beat her. I was just like, yo, fuck it, I'm gonna beat her.
So like, not to be a fucking freak or anything like that, but I was playing Elden Ring a little bit earlier, like before we got on, and you're the only other person on my Steam friends list that has Elden Ring like on PC.
Yeah,
and it told me that you had played 17 hours this week. So I'm like, damn, 17 hours just to beat Melania? Like 17 hours just nah, I don't know if that works out like that, but that's what the internet's telling me, dude. That's what it told me.
I think it's just like, because I get on and I just do random shit sometimes, but like, fuck, 17 hours already this week?
Yeah, it said this week.
That's insane.
It specifically said this week, dude. It's Wednesday, my guy. Like,
my fucking whole playtime is at 106.2 hours.
Oh my God. I'm scared to look at my playtime because it's probably like, oh, here we go. My total playtime's like 35 hours, 34 and a half, technically. And I'm like, you know what? For all the bosses and stuff that I've beaten, like, I'm pretty happy with that. Like, that's fine. I'm maybe like level 100 something. Like, that's pretty good. I'll take it.
That is pretty good. Yeah. I'm like 150, I think. Like 152.
Okay.
It's not too much, but it's like, it's still pretty OP. Like, I'm basically like, I'm already looking at like the end game. Like, I already know what ending I'm going to go with. I already have everything set up.
Oh,
for
fuck.
It.
I have no clue, dude. I'd just be agreeing to shit, dude. I'd be talking to people and they're like, do you want to, like, I just joined the Volcano Manor. I didn't give a fuck, dude. I didn't know what that means. They were like, do you want to join? And I was like, cool. And then like fucking Patches is there. And I'm like, this is my first Souls game. So everyone's like, fuck Patches. It's on site. And I'm like, I don't know, man. So far, like, he'll probably fuck me over. Like, I haven't looked anything up. I haven't had anything like that spoiled for me. I assume he's gonna fuck me over.
I heard he just fucks people over. Like, I kind of saw what happens if you like fucking
don't kill him in a certain
dungeon. Okay. He just fucking like pushes you off a cliff. Like, but you don't die. But like, he just tends to fuck you over.
Damn.
But like, I was like, I'm like looking at like how many more main bosses I have to fight, and that's just like, I think I just have like three, and then that's GG's. Like after shit. That, like, and I'm just like, well, fuck. I was like, I don't want to. Like, I like to take it slow. Like, I'm fucking going through the game, and I'm like fighting
100 some odd hours is like, that's pretty slow. Like,
yeah, like
the speed run for Elden Ring just hit 25 minutes. So in comparison, you're taking it nice and slow, dude.
I'm gonna fucking speed run Elden Ring and finish it in 20 minutes.
God damn, dude.
No, I'm just kidding. It's that's so fucking insane.
Crazy for me.
But like for real though, like the only thing, it's like I'm trying to play it like once and then like I'm gonna fuck off after that. Like I'm not fucking playing New Game Plus on this game.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask. I wanted to see if you were gonna do New Game Plus or if you were gonna like re-roll a new character, but you're just saying that you're gonna be done with it outright after this, right?
I think I'm gonna be done, honestly. I don't know if I'm gonna do New Game Plus because like I'm not trying to put another 100 hours into the game. Like, I already found basically, like, everything, but, like, not everything, if you know what I mean. There's always, like, other shit that you'll find. Mm-hmm. But, like, I basically found all the main shit. Like, my map is all the way opened up, all the way. And I have, like, so many, like, Site of Graces. Like, I don't want to fucking redo all that shit again. I don't want to fight everybody again. So I'm just like, fuck it. I might just, like, play it really hard and then just fucking, like, end it right there. I might start a New Game Plus, but, like, not really play it, honestly.
So, I guess here's the big question. So, since this is technically a Twitch Streamers Unite episode, which we haven't had one in a while, but it fits here, man. What's the next game, like, for you? Like, what's next on your list? What do you have your eyes out for? Like, what are you looking for?
And this is... we haven't had really a Twitch Streams Unite, right? Like, in a while, but...
It's been a hot minute.
I, like, wanted to play, like, some fucking... And then, like, the title of this episode might not be Twitch Streamers Unite, but
yeah,
it's
you never know.
We're fucking vibing off of that, so we're fucking going. But I was gonna say, I've been looking at probably buying. There's like a few other games that I want to play. I don't know what the fuck they're called. I can't fucking remember right now, dude. It's over. There's like three other. Like I know I want to play Cuphead. Like I haven't fucking played Cuphead before.
Hey,
and I was like looking at videos and I was like, I could finish this shit in like
No, dude. I would be fucking shooketh to my core if you're able to like bang out Cuphead. Cause here's the thing, dude. This is why I said this before and I'll say it again. I genuinely believe that Cuphead is fucking harder than Elden Ring, and this is why. Cuphead is way more frustrating than Elden Ring. People get so tilted with Elden Ring, and I don't understand it. Like, I've literally... Like, the game is specifically made to be jank, so when you get, like, fucking one-shot or just fucking gang-banged in a corner, and people get pissed and they break their shit, and I'm just like... But to me, that's the game. Like, that's why you play it, so
yeah.
It never makes me mad. I will fucking rage at Cuphead. Because Cuphead at its core is so simple and it's like real cutesy. It's easy to just re-roll and get back into the same battle over and over and over again. And then you realize that you've tried to do the same fight like fucking 40 times and you die to the same shit. And it's so frustrating because you know exactly what you need to do. You know the patterns of the boss and you still get fucked. And it's like you're doing everything right and you're still losing. Like, I want to see you play Cuphead and I want to see you rage, dude. Cuphead is so good, but it's so fucking frustrating. God,
like,
damn.
I've like watched videos on it. I'm like, bro, I don't know if it's like that bad. Like some people that I watch are just like no life in that shit.
I thought the like... same thing. I genuinely, I was like, so I'm really proud of this, but I like fucking dunked through Celeste. Like I did all the main stages. I did all the B-sides. I did the fucking mountain. Like, and I just did it. Like, and I, there was definitely like a couple rooms that were like pretty hard. I was really excited that I was able to like beat a really like heavy platformer that I haven't done in like a really long time. And honestly, as soon as I beat it, I was like, cool, I'm done with this. And I never played it again. But regardless of that fact, I thought the same thing. I was like, dude, if I can dunk through Celeste, like I can definitely play Cuphead. Holy fuck, was I wrong, dude.
It's over.
You're Cuphead, like, Cuphead's the one sucks. Game that I play like 3 or 4 hours and then I'm like, I'll see you in a couple weeks, dude. Like, it's fucking tough, but it's such a good game. It's really, really good.
And like, there's another game that came out that I don't know. Some people said like it's not good, but I don't know. The reviews for Ghostwire Tokyo are very positive on Steam.
Meh.
And I was just kind of reading it, and I was just like, man, I want to check this out. Like, it looks kind of fun.
If I'm not mistaken, that was like the free game for PlayStation.
I don't have a fucking PS5, my guy.
Yeah, this was the free game. I remember. I literally booted this up like a couple days ago, and it's not like the quote unquote full game because you have to buy it. But
yeah,
you can play like certain maps for free, or you can go through like the training and like there's like a zombie mode basically, and like you just like have to beat waves and shit.
Yeah.
Meh. It was very like Metro Exodus for me. And I really didn't care for that game at all. And there's nothing against Metro or anything like that, because I know you played it and I know it was good, but I
love the Metro games.
Meh. Like, it's not for me. If you liked Metro, you might like this, but I personally was not like a fan of it like at all.
There's another game that just came out too, called Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, and I want to fucking play it. And people are saying that it's fucking dope, and it's like, I've heard like good shit about it. And like one of my coworkers was like, "Hey, have you bought it yet? Have you played it?" I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" Like, I was like, "You already bought it. It hasn't come out on Steam yet. It's like right now you can buy it on the Epic Store." I was just like, oh shit. I was like, they put it on the Epic Store.
Yeah, like,
and
gross.
Like, to be granted, the only reason I have the Epic Store is because they put out free games. And
I just go that's in there, right.
Pick them up every fucking week. And I'm just like, cool.
It's mine. I haven't done that in a while, man. That I need
Bro,
to
my
do
library's
that,
like my library is so fucking full. Stacked. Like it has like 5 pages.
Fuck.
And I'm just like, fuck it. Like, it's free.
I can dig like, that, I don't dude. Care. As far as, like, games for myself and, like, what I have next up, I do want to spend time in Elden Ring. I still haven't beat Pokemon Arceus, and it's just because I haven't been playing it, not because of any...
Dude, I want to buy it. I haven't any, bought like, that shit either.
Fucking buy it, dude. A couple people that I've talked to are, like, kind of upset because they don't like the fact that you have to, like, complete the Pokedex. Cough, cough, my wife looking at you, Cass. Because, like, some of the things for the Pokedex, and that's finishing parts of the Pokedex is directly linked to you, like, leveling up and being able to, like, tackle new things in the game. Yeah. And people are like, I already caught one, like, Shinx. I don't need to catch, like, 10 more. And it's like, bro, just fucking do it. Like,
you gotta capture the fucking Pokedex. You gotta catch
you
them
just,
all, dude.
It's not even that bad. Like, you literally just, like, roll around and just, like, fucking bop shit. And then you're just like, okay, cool. And then you'll check the Pokedex. You're like, cool, all I need to do is beat, like, 5 Buizels. And I'm done with this. And then you just do that. But I think I liked being able to finish certain parts of the Pokedex. Because it gave me more incentive to change out my team. Because I would look at it and I was like, oh... I need to use Driftbloom, and I need to have him do, like, Driftbloom needs to do, like, Scary Face or, like, Hex 5 times. and then I can finish the Pokedex for him. And I was like, fuck yeah, like, let's do it. And so I'd rotate him in, would knock it out, and then I min-max a lot. So I was able to, like, use those moves on, like, five Pokemon I needed to beat and complete that Pokemon's, like, Pokedex entry too.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like, I can do that. But, yeah, so Arceus is definitely, like, on my list to get back to. A new game that came out. Well, the new Kirby game came out. I'm on the fence about it.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. Like, I was actually watching a streamer. There's a streamer I watched. He's like, we're not getting offline until we 100% complete Kirby.
Beautiful.
And he was, like, streaming for, like, like 2 days straight. And beautiful. I was like, what the fuck, bro? I was like,
this guy's
actually going for it.
It's a good game. Like, so I... Go ahead.
So what's wrong with it? Like, why are you kind of, like, indifferent about it?
I mean, I love Kirby games, but this, to me, like, I think this is probably one of the best Kirby games that has been out. And to be fair, I've only played the demo. I haven't actually, like, spent some time on it. Yeah. But everything that I've seen for it, I'm like, hey, like, they're really changing, like, what Kirby is able to do. And, like, they're shaking things up a lot, and I really appreciate that. So that's definitely on my list.
Kirby just, like, Gojo broken, or?
No, he's not that broken, but he's pretty busted. But Tunic is another game that's, like, on Steam, and a buddy of mine, John, I just saw him come online on Steam, and he's like, I'm gonna pick up Tunic. From what I've seen with Tunic is, like, you're basically, like, it's basically, like, early Legend of Zelda, but you're a fox.
Okay.
And you, like, explore dungeons and shit, and, like, it's... The gameplay that I've seen of this is, like, super interesting because Zelda Freak is a buddy of mine that I watch on stream. So shouts out to Zelda Freak. He's been playing this game and I really want to buy it because of him. But from what I've seen of the gameplay is, like, you don't know how to read, like, the runes. And so you're finding, like, literature and you're, like, finding shit that you need to, like, do and, like, postings on the wall and shit, but you can't even read it. And so as you further progress in the game, like, your character is, like, able to further decipher, like, the markings on the map and, like, the things on the wall, and, like, it helps you, like, solve puzzles and stuff. So, it, like, it directly entices you to, like, play the game. And I'm like, yo, this is super sick. Like, I really appreciate that. But, yeah.
I was just looking at it right now. It literally looks like a...
Something I would play. Yeah. It looks like something I would play. And then, last but not least... I'm still on the fence about Triangle Strategy for the Switch. I've heard people, like, IGN give it, like, an 8. People said that the beginning's, like, super slow and that the main characters are kind of blah. But then everyone's like, yeah, the main characters suck. But, like, all the surrounding characters are, like, cool as fuck. And I was like, okay, like, I think I can get behind it. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe if it goes, like, on sale.
There's, like, Death Stranding Director's Cut came to PC for, like, 40 mm-hmm. bucks. But I know, like, a lot of people were, like, indifferent about it. But they were like a lot. There's, like, either people like it or fucking hate it. Because it's,
it was okay. I liked it. I was ready for the walking sim. And that's what I needed when I bought it. And that's what I needed when I played it. And I was like, that's cool. And it was fun. And everybody else was just like, it's just a walking simulator. And I was like, yeah, that's what I wanted. Like, that's cool.
And I know there's, like, the graphics look fucking great. And, like, the story is just, like, very, like, complex, I would say, if you don't really know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, the story is, like, okay.
But it's definitely, like, something that I wanted to check out previously. I might buy it if it was, like, less than 40 bucks.
Honestly. Yeah, like, I don't think that it's worth the $40. I had a PlayStation gift card, so I was like, let's just do it. And I was, like, ready to play it. I was ready to play it on the PS5. I'm not going to fucking lie. And it was beautiful. And I loved it. But other than that, like, if you're going to buy it on PC, I wouldn't spend 40 bucks on it. I really wouldn't.
Yeah, like, I'm definitely looking at it. I'm just like, man, I was like, I really want to play it, but I was just like, I don't want to spend $40 on it, so I'm just, like, gonna wait. But I know, like, definitely, like, there's, like, another fucking game too that I knew that was coming out, and I just can't fucking think of it right now. But I was like, it's definitely that Tiny Tina's Wonderland. What is it, Wonderlands? Like, it's like, it looks insane. Like, I need to buy it. Like, I don't care if it's on the Epic Store. Like, I'll probably end up picking it up.
I'll have to look into it. I added it on my Steam library, but I'll definitely take a look at it and see like what's going on.
And everybody looks, everybody said that it's fucking cool as fuck. It's fucking dope. So I was like, I gotta check it out. Even if I watch like a video on it first to just like see what the fuck this is about, because I know like a lot of people are talking about it. But other than that, like, I mean, I've been just like Elden Ring, dude, like that's been the game. Like I just want to finish it, but I want to make sure that I get my worth. I mean, I already got over 100 hours. So like, I'm already there.
I definitely think you got your money's worth on this. I'm not going to lie, dude.
Yeah. Like 100%.
I think you're there.
Like I fucking put in hours on this shit, and I don't know if you've ever like, it's kind of funny. Cause like when you see me play, it's like my shit's just busted. Like my fucking character's just like broken. Everything just, I one shot a lot of shit. I like fucking strong, and my weapons aren't even like the strongest fucking weapons either, which is fucking hilarious. But I mean, like it's fun as fuck for me. And I'm still fucking killing all these bosses, and I'm just like, it's kind of funny to see like how like many people have already defeated, like on Steam, it'll tell you 21% of players have defeated this, for example. And it's kind of funny that I'm already seeing them go up. Like I remember when I was beating shit and it was like only like 1% of players have defeated this.
Yeah. Like, so from what I've seen, it's still something like 30 or 40% of people haven't beaten like Marguerite or like the first boss. Like,
and I'm just like, how are you guys having such a hard time with this shit? Like, I'm just like, God damn, like, it's not that hard to kill. Like, I mean, I guess I get it, right? Like, have you never played a fucking Souls game before? Yeah. I can see why it's hard, but...
I mean, I was able to knock it out. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
It's fucking good. I like it.
I think the only one that's really bad is the one I just beat, like, Millennia. Mm-hmm. Millennia or whatever her name is, or yeah, Millennia. She's a fucking bitch. Like, she's like, I think she's like fucking like a character that should have been in fucking like Sekiro, just because of her sword, the way she moves her sword, and like you can't block it. I was like, you can block it if you had a shield, but like, yeah, like if you had a shield, like yeah, you can 100% block if it's that type of shield, right? But like if you don't have a shield, like me, I just have dual swords, like it's fucking over for you. But like, I mean there's a lot of good shit coming out. Like, I mean, I'm still playing like fucking Teamfight Tactics and fucking Valorant though. Like, those are the main fucking games that I play all the time. But I mean, I still put in hours in other games, and I'll just like, I'll delete, like I'll just fucking go through them like super fast. That's the only issue that I have. Like, with, that's the reason I don't play a lot of other games. Like, you don't see me play them as much, because I'll just fucking dunk through them like super fast. And it's like the same shit, like when I watch anime, I just dunk through it like super fast. And I'm just like, bro, like how the fuck do I just end up doing this? Like just super fucking fast. But it's just like, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
so fucking, speaking of anime that we dunk through really fast, I think it's time we talk about some anime, man. I know we haven't talked games in a while.
Yeah, but dude, I just want to throw that shit out there.
There's a lot of shit that's like finishing up. I know,
dude. Spring anime is coming.
You put a couple things on the list. I put a couple things on the list. I just want to say, I'm going to whip my dick out here, that I totally called it, that people are going to get mad about Platinum End. And
dude, they were pissed, dude.
Fucking, it is what it is, man.
It was like, so fucking funny that like everybody was like, what the fuck was that ending? And everybody was all mad.
Literally, like, okay, so spoilers for Platinum End. Go ahead and drop a like, download the episode, and come back when you finished it. But fucking, the world ends, dude. God commits suicide. And I literally watched it too. So I've already read Platinum End, and I read it when it was maybe, like, I finished reading it when there was like maybe 12 or 13 episodes out. And fuck, dude, I knew people were going to get mad. And so when it came
That's so fucking funny.
I still kept watching it. I didn't really mention it on the podcast because I feel like we already talked about it. And all I said was, people are going to get mad. But that's it, right? And so when it came and, like, God fucking killed himself, you see, like, everybody on Earth and, like, all life on Earth just, like, fucking dying and all this and shit.
It was so fucked, too, because, like, you even hear the angel. She's like, the angel that was like her, like that was her candidate.
Nase, yeah.
Yeah, that was her candidate, and like that turned into God. And she was like, fuck, she was basically like,
oh, yeah.
The fucking fusion between God and him
yeah, yeah.
wasn't like fucking completed. And like, that wouldn't have happened.
So good.
Because she takes his eyes off of him for like a second and he just commits suicide.
Beautiful. And
I was like, fucking, it's over. GG.
Hell yes, dude. And it was so beautiful. Like the way that they animated this, like, is almost, I want to say it's almost a one-to-one to what they did in the manga, but just some of the things that they did with like how they animated like the celestial realm and how they animated like God's hair like never stood in one space. Like it kept like moving. That was an
Elden Ring fucking stage, dude.
Yeah, yeah. But it wasn't like super smooth and flowy. It was like real choppy and like, you know, kind of had put emphasis on the fact that like he is multiple beings at this moment. And so there was a lot of like shifting and phasing. And it really reminded me a lot of Hades. Like that kind of art style, but like a lot of like movement, like choppy movement in it. Fucking beautiful, dude. But yeah, as soon as like the world ended and everybody was just like, looks like we're fucked, dog. And then it was just like credits, like the credits roll. And I was like, perfect. This is what I wanted. Like,
and I kind of wasn't mad about like the main character. I forget his fucking name, but the main character and like his girlfriend. Like, mm-hmm. they had, like, at least 6 years together before, like, that shit happened. And I'm like, you know, that's kind of shitty. But at the same time, he was kind of like, fuck it. Like, if we're going to die, as long as we're dead together, it's
dude,
fine.
Okay, so I really liked that, like, he was so, like, down to earth about it. Because what he says in, like, the last episode was like, you know, I'm really glad that, like, we got a little bit of extra time. And it was Mirai, by the way. But, like, Mirai says, like, I'm glad we got a little bit of extra time. He's like, because the way that I think about it is we would have killed ourselves. He's like, we would have died 6 years ago, but we were saved by the angels and given like this opportunity to find happiness again. And he's like, you know what? This 6 years was enough for me. And I was like, fucking, yeah, you can't do anything. He's like, you can't do anything about it. Like the world's ending. God fucking killed himself. Like, you've already done what you're able to do, like, as but a god candidate.
It left so many unopened, like, answers for me. Like, fuck it, questions. Dude. Like, was it, like, I didn't know if it was, like, was God, like, does that mean, like, Nase, like, was she, like, before God then? Because they kind of mentioned that, like, she was there. And then, like, they're, like, who created God then at that point? Like, I was just, like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I was, like, that's so many unanswered questions.
I guess we'll never know, dude. We'll never fucking know. And that's all fine, dead. Man.
And there's like, fuck it. Like,
beautiful. Like,
let's just destroy the. I didn't think that it was going to destroy everything, but we're like, fuck
hell
it.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm so glad it did.
Jesus, that's crazy,
so,
dude.
It's so good, dude. But speaking of so good, we got the ending of Ranking of Kings, man. Like, Ranking of Kings already finished up.
You didn't think it did until like I was like, nah, dude, it's done. It's donezo for season one.
So first of all, 23 episodes, like you're almost there, right? Like you know, like just give us the extra episode. Like just go ahead and do it. And then it didn't really feel like an ending. Like to me, like it feels like there's so much that has to happen. And maybe that's just trying to get us to read the manga, and I get that. Because you said it was gonna be what, like another year or 2 years?
For like the fucking next people were speculating like that like 3 to 4 years for the next fucking season. And like that's what they were saying because like the manga's like not cut up.
Ooh, okay, that's something I didn't look up either. But yeah,
so Ranking of Kings.
Ranking of Kings is perfect, and I was really proud to be able to put you on that. And now,
dude, I fucking caught up and I fucking finished it. Like I fucking made sure that I fucking finished that shit. And
okay, so
that shit was so fucking wholesome.
Big question here. Because you started late, there was a good amount of episodes that were actually dubbed. Did you watch it dubbed and then subbed, or did you just watch it subbed the whole way through? What did you end
just
up doing?
Just sub, dude. Fuck okay. No, I'm not going to watch it dubbed because I feel like, I don't know how it sounds dubbed, but I feel like they would have made Boji sound stupid as fuck.
No.
Like, dubbed.
This is okay, so like I unwittingly, right, like I didn't realize I was watching it dubbed, which is such a weird thing for me to say, but genuinely I watched the first episode in English because I was also doing other shit, and I was like, holy fuck, like I had to stop, like the episode stopped, like finished, and I was like, oh my god, like what did I just do? Like I felt like I was like a recovering addict. I was like, holy fuck, dude, I fucked up. I was like, I fucked up, dude. Like, hold on. But genuinely from someone that watched it in English for like the first five episodes, and then I that's when I hit my hard like, okay, I get to watch like four or five up until like eight or nine.
Yeah.
Like dubbed or subbed, excuse me. It was good. I mean, they didn't do Boji bad. Like everyone was like super good. I think because they understood that the main character is never really going to speak. They were still able to put that money and emphasis on like the surrounding characters. And right. I think the dub did really well, and that's not something I say often, but I'll always be sure to recognize it when it happens. So I really wanted to say the dub for Ranking of Kings is really good. So if that's something as a listener, you're having trouble getting into any anime whatsoever for it, watch Ranking of Kings, dude. Like, just do it. It's beautiful.
Bro, it was really fucking wholesome, and it was really fucking good. Like, I didn't think I was going to like it that much, but I fucking did. And my friend asked me, like, did you fucking cry? And I was like, no. Like, it didn't hit me that fucking hard, but it was like, it was good as fuck. Like, I was like, if it was like fucking the ending of fucking, like Your Lie in April, like that shit like destroyed me. And like, fuck, dude, April's like literally tomorrow, right?
Fuck.
Am I fucking wrong? No.
No, you're wrong. It's on, dude, Friday. It's on Friday.
It's on Friday. It's Wednesday, April's here, dude. And I'm going to fucking end myself, dude, when April comes, because like, that's all I fucking think about when it's fucking April. And then like, I don't know. Like, it was really good though. Like, I really like the aspect, like at the ending, and I like spoiler sort of like the ending. Like, if you haven't watched it, go fucking watch it. But like, I really like how they were like, he was just unhappy. His friend fucking left because he's like, I'm not good enough to fucking be here. But he's like, no, fuck that, dude. He's like, I need you here, basically. And like, it basically ended with him just like not being happy. And he's like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'm gonna, like, his mom talked to him, and like his stepmom talked to him, the queen. And she was like, basically like, do you have to do what makes you happy? So she's like, he was like, fuck it. He's like, he gave the fucking kingdom back to his fucking brother. To his brother. And then said dipped. Yeah, to Dida. And he fucking just like dipped. And he's like, I'm going to start my own fucking kingdom. And he went to find his friend. And I was like, this is fucking dope, dude.
I think that shit was like so hard. And it really, I had to watch that scene like over again. And I finished watching it this morning. I had to watch that scene over again because when he rolled up, like, in his adventure uniforms, and, you know, he had, like, the paper crown on, like, the cloth crown instead of, like, the big one.
Yeah.
And he was basically like, why are you wearing that? And he's like, I'm going to go create my own kingdom. And I was like, wait a minute. And I had to, like, roll it back. I had to be like, holy fuck. Like, he just bailed. He literally was like, nah, like, rip to y'all, but I'm different. I'm going to go do, like, what my father did all over again. And he's fucking about that noise. And I was like, let's go, dude. So
dude,
good.
That was so, it was so fucking good. And like, you really thought like a fucking whole anime has you for like a fucking loop, like, oh, this person's a bitch or this person's bad.
Yep.
And like at the end, you're like, fuck, like nobody's fucking bad. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's legitimately like nobody to hate. The only thing that I want to like focus on is like Despa is the teacher, and I believe, and I could get this mixed up, I'm not gonna look it up, whatever. From what I recall, Despa is the teacher of Boji, and Desha is like the underground king. He won first place. He was able to go to the storeroom and pick out an item that the first ranking of king gets to pick out, and they never showed what that was. And there was like a little bit of lore that was like, you know, everybody always ends up picking the same thing, and it always like corrupts them and like blah, 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 blah. And like, it always fucks themselves over. And he's like, I don't understand why someone would be so stupid. And I was like, oh, I want to see what's in there, dude.
Bro, they just like, had to throw that in there because they had to throw that in there for the fucking season two, bro. Like,
I want to know so bad, dude. I might start reading it just because I want to know what it is.
Dude, I'm like super excited to see what the fuck is going on. Like,
absolutely.
Like, with this next fucking season. Like, I want to read it too, but I don't know how fucking far it is. And I don't think it's that fucking far.
I don't think it's like, that far. I'm kind of scared.
I don't know how they're fucking like, I don't know if they're releasing like volumes, like not volumes, but like chapters like Rent a Girlfriend, or if they're releasing chapters like fucking Made in Abyss, where it's like, hey, good luck.
Oh,
see you in 3 months.
Dude. Made it Abyss is like, see you in 8 years.
Yeah, they're Hunter, like, hey,
Hunter Hunter's like, see you never, dog. Like,
Hunter Hunter's like, hey, you wish, and then just fucking stop.
Fuck yeah. So, like I said, I was really happy to be able to put you on. I'm really glad you liked it. And it was something that you were able to put me on to, and I was genuinely surprised that I liked. I was dress up, my dress up darling, dude.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. That's such a good anime. And, like, honestly, like, I'm not a fan of the fan service at all. Just because I think it's a little weird because they're, like, fucking in high school. But, like, the fucking relationship between them two, it's fucking good, dude. I fucking love the aspect of, like, their relationship.
I think there was definitely, like, a turning point. So, at first, like, the fan service at, like...
It's episode two, bro. It fucking hits you with the most fan service,
like, in the world. I feel like that's what they do, right? So I feel like in this instance specifically, like, the fan service from episodes, like, 1 to 4 was, like, 2 was definitely the worst, but, like, 1 to 4, it was definitely out there, and you're just kind of like, okay, man, like, I don't need to be seeing this. And it's not like, oh, I don't need to be watching this. And it wasn't even, like, borderline hentai. It was just, like, it felt borderline unnecessary for the characters, right? Like, it didn't really right. make sense for this amount of fan service to be happening at this point in the plot. And then around, like, obvious spoilers, it's finished. You know, when it came to, like, episode 4 or 5 or 6 or so, and that was when she was like, oh, my God, like, I like him. Like, wait a minute. Like, I'm genuinely interested in him. I want him to notice me. Blah, 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 right. blah, blah. Like, that's when the fan service, I was like, okay, wait a minute. But this is, like... That's when it made sense for the characters, because it wasn't fan service. It was, this is how he's reacting. This is him viewing her and getting, like, nervous. And this is her being able to be, like, make off-putting jokes and, like, you know, make certain jokes and, like, make him imagine certain things. And, you know, it's making him flustered and nervous. And she's, like, having fun because she genuinely likes him. And he does, too. He likes her. So that's when I was like, okay, like, I could tolerate the fan service a little bit more towards the end. After it was established, hey, they actually like each other, and,
yeah.
you know, versus, like, the beginning when it was like, oh, I mean, this is kind of, it doesn't really fit their characters just yet.
But it was fucking, like, it was surprisingly really good. Like, I was, like, actually really happy of, like, in the direction it went, and I was like, man, this is a fucking good-ass anime. I think a lot of people fucking enjoyed it
mm-hmm.
because of that shit. But, I mean, if you guys haven't watched it, check it out. If it's fan service is not for you, just try to get through that part. Like, you don't have to fucking pay attention to that. But, like, I just really like the relationship between them two. But it was, I think that was one of the ones that I was like, fuck, dude, this is good as fuck. And then you got into it and you're like, fuck, this is good as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But, there's one other anime, fucking 86 just finished.
Yeah.
And I was fucking getting you on that shit and you were watching it, but you haven't finished it yet.
I fell off, dude. I fell off at like episode 5, maybe. And I'll 100% I'll own that. It's just, there's just something about mech anime as of late I really don't find myself getting into. But I feel like 86 is probably going to be one of the only ones that I'll end up getting back to. I think yeah. the last one I watched was like Darling in the Franxx. And even that yeah. was a little bit of a chore. It was super good. I liked it. But I wasn't like, oh my God, I can't wait for the next episode. I was like, I could wait. Like, I'll watch it whenever.
And the thing about 86 is like the fucking fact that like it does have mechs, I guess. It would be considered a mech anime because like they fight in those mm-hmm. like juggernauts, that's what they call them. But like there's a lot out of the mechs. Like yeah. there's a lot of like shit outside of the mechs. Like it's not all revolves around that. That's only when they're fucking fighting the fucking. They're fighting these fucking like the Legion, which is like a fucking AI mm-hmm. that's like fucking tried to destroy everything. But like that's fucking dope. Like it was fucking dope. Like. Like, the ending, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but, like, the ending, like, it was what, like, everybody was fucking waiting for. And, like, it was fucking, it was great. Like, it was the fucking best ending for the fucking, I guess, like, I don't know if this, I would just say, like, it's all one season. It just took a while okay. for it to fucking release. It just, like, they did it, like, in 2 parts, and then they fucking released, like, the last 2 episodes. Like, after, like, a certain amount of time. Like, I think somebody said, like, literally, I'm not sure if this is true, but they said, like, it was, like, 86 days until they released the next part. Like, the last 2 episodes. But I'm not too sure about that, but, like, I know that it was just fucking, it was so fucking good. And the ending was, like, what I wanted to fucking see. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm ready to see what the fuck is going to happen next. I'm just really glad that if you guys haven't gave 86 a chance, like, you need to go fucking try this shit, like, now.
I definitely will see myself getting back to it. There's a couple other things that I'm watching at the moment that are, like, taking precedence. And I'm not really going to spend a lot of time talking about them, though, because some of them... I'm only watching two right now that are a little new, both of which I'm still pretty early in on, maybe like 4 or 5 episodes each. I fell off A Fruetta like a while ago. I watched like the first season and I was pretty much like, okay. I really need to start focusing on like, I need to catch up in Overlord. I need to get ready for, fuck, I keep telling myself this because I'm going to manifest it. I need to catch up in Bleach. I need to fucking watch Bleach. And I need to start, without I need to keep reading Berserk. I need, yeah, without the filler specifically. So a couple oddball anime I'm watching is something from this season that just finished is The Strongest Age with the Weakest Crest. And I really, really like it. It is technically like, he is technically reborn, but he's reborn into the same world. So it's not exactly like how it usually is, but it's a little bit different. And he like, oh man, I won't spoil anything. I won't really talk about it. Go watch it. And then another one where the fan service is kind of bad and I'm struggling a bit is, And You Thought There Is Never a Girl Online? And that's actually from like 2016 is something that I stumbled across. Again, pretty wholesome. I really like it. Like I said, only 5 or 6 episodes in on each of those. But is there anything that's on your radar? Anything that you're watching or that you're catching up on or getting ready for?
Definitely like fucking Bleach, like, is one of those things that I fucking haven't started yet, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure I can dunk through it like super fucking fast, like if I just watch it without the filler. And you know, like that you're mentioning this fucking anime and you thought there was never a girl online. I fucking I watched this shit on Funimation. I just didn't realize that was a fucking
hell game. Yeah.
And then, like, I dropped it. Like, I stopped watching it after a few episodes. I freaking forgot where. But I gotta go look. But, like, I think I just stopped watching it because I fucking hated getting on Funimation when I was, like, on Crunchyroll. So it was a pain in the ass to go back and forth. So I was like, fuck it. I was like, I'll just watch it later. But this is one I did watch that shit when it was coming out. Or when it was out, actually. I don't know exactly if it was out, like, simulcasted when I was watching it. But I was definitely watching it. As far as like anime goes, I mean, the only thing like that I'm really watching, like, of course, is Attack on Titan, which is kind of fucking annoying because I think this is the last episode before they fucking make a fucking movie.
They're dragging it out.
They're going to drag it out. And I'm so fucking pissed because like everybody's got bitch about the ending. But other than that, like nothing really like other than like I have to catch up on fucking what's it called? Bleach and like, of course, fucking Ranking of Kings just ended and Platinum End and 86. Those were like who some of that were watching and they just fucking ended. So I'm ready for a spring anime that's about to come out and it's about to hit hard.
It's gonna hit hard. I'm super excited for it. And so now it's time for the fucking manga section and fucking obligatorily we're gonna. Well, you know what? Pause. Let me change things up a bit. I'm gonna say what's on my read list first, and then we can talk about, like, extra shit. Because I feel like I could get through that super fast. So on my read list is something I know nothing about. I was shown one panel. It's Sun Ken Rock, Sun-Ken Rock. All I know is that it's a fucking fighting manga. And legitimately, like, the art style from, like, one page to the next is, like, the most intense fucking berserk sequence to like the stupidest and funniest like One Punch Man like style. So like the style changes between those two. A buddy of mine showed me that and I was like 100% I'm gonna read it. I was like, I added it, I'm getting ready to read it, I'm about it.
Like it's happening.
Yeah.
Like it's fucking happening.
Windbreaker is something that's on my list, which it's like a I think it's like a manhwa. I think it's like a Korean like manga. I know absolutely nothing about it. I like the art style. It reminds me a lot of Solo Leveling. So I was like, cool, insta-add. It has like 300 chapters, which is like fucking nuts. And then Claymore is something that fell into my lap. I haven't started reading it, but I have it added. It's described to me as basically like Lady Berserk. And I was like, okay, like, we'll give it a shot, dude. So those are what's currently on my read list.
I think like Claymore is one of the ones that has like a shitty anime adaptation too, though.
That's what I heard.
And I'm like, well, fuck. I was like, it looks like hearing about it is like dope, but I was like, fuck, dude. I was like, if it's shitty animation, like, I don't want to watch it. It's just going to ruin it for me.
That's fair. So that's on my read list. Is there anything that you're looking forward to or you haven't really been reading much, right?
I haven't really been reading anything, honestly, because there was an app that I had on my phone, but that shit got shut down because, like, it was, like, illegal, I guess. Like, oh my God. The fucking manga was illegal, but they were, like, that shit was on the app store, I guess. Like, once I got a new phone, like, it wasn't on the app store anymore. Like, they were, like, they're still updating it, but only for people that, like, fucking have it on their phone. If you don't have it, it's
rip AF, dog.
So, like, I was like, well, fuck. So, like, now I got to figure out where the fuck I'm going to read it or, like, where I'm going to read new shit. And I was like, I know that fucking, like, Crunchyroll has fucking manga section. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's, like, up to date, though. Like, that's the only thing that's, like, annoying. Like, I was like, bro, I just want it to be up to date. Like, where I can just fucking start reading. So I just kind of been reading, like, some stuff, like, here and there, like, on, like, a fucking, like, website or something. Like, it's nothing, there's, like...
Yeah, because if I have to wait a week before I read my Rent a Girlfriend chapter, I'd be pissed, boy. But yeah, so obligatorily, Rent a Girlfriend updated. Shit's popping off. I still... Oh, man,
I'm pissed off, dude. I'm pissed
If you're reading it, keep reading it, because at this point it's like, all right,
we're committed at this point.
If you haven't started it, just fucking don't, dude.
Like, it's, if you
officially don't read this,
just don't read it. Like, we're fucking too far in already. We're like, I don't even know what fucking chapter is that, like 200, like, something, right?
I had it open too.
I was like 228 or
229, right? 229,
dude. That's fucking, that's so long for this shit. Just to like just fucking end already, please. Please,
and you know,
fucking end.
But you know what shouldn't fucking end is One Punch Man, dude. So if you know me, I like to let chapters get a little bit ahead on specific manga. One Punch Man is not one of those. One Punch Man releases, like I said, it's like a little treat. It's like a little nugget. Every time a new chapter releases, I'm like, holy fuck, like, let's go, dude. Like,
you're like,
I
need to read this.
I'm about it. And dude, we literally, like I said, we literally went like 30 chapters without seeing Saitama like at all. But Saitama is back and he is like about to fucking throw down. He's already like in the shit. Like, it's about to happen. Like,
bro, he's fucking broken, dude. Like, his character is fucking broken. Like,
it's about to happen. So if you're like me and you're putting off One Punch Man, maybe wait for one more chapter and then start. Or if you got a lot of catching up to do, start and then you'll be ready for the next chapter. And oh my God, dude.
I guess that was like the question everybody's been waiting for, right? Is like, is Garo stronger than him or not? And I think this last chapter just answers that for you.
Fuck no, he's not. Oh my God, I'm so ready. So there we go. That's my endorsement for One Punch Man. Boku no Hero, I'm actually one chapter behind. They're basically, so from what I read and from what I understand, they're gonna finish Boku sometime this year. Like, Boku no Hero Academia, like My Hero Academy, is gonna be over, and I truly believe that they're gonna shift over to, I feel like they're gonna do a time skip, they're gonna age everybody up. And it's going to be actually when Deku is, like, the number one hero. Or at least catch a glimpse of that. I hope.
Yeah. So it's going to be crazy if they make him, like, that's my prediction as the number one hero. Like, the next... If they do, like, a fucking, like, Naruto Shippuden, but, like My Hero. Like, when he's
God,
just, like, OP as fuck.
Damn, dude. If they did, like, Shippuden with My Hero... That'd be exactly what everybody wants. Because I get scared, right? Like, I feel like... It would behoove them to be able to do, like, a time skip to where Deku's, like, old and busted up as fuck. And, like, maybe do, like, subtle callbacks or, like, subtle remembrances of, like, when he was the strongest hero. But, you know, what if it's him passing down the torch already? And it's like, no, dude, like, I love Deku. Like, I think he's a great character. I think the power and skill set that he has and what he's worked on to get where he's at, they need a Shippuden arc. Like, they just need it, dude. I want to see him busted. I want to see him wreck shit. That's what I want, dude.
Fuck, he's already like that, right? In the manga right now. Like, he's pretty much busted.
He's basically there, yeah.
Like, just to, like, backtrack a little bit, like, I didn't even get to say, but, like, on fucking Rent-A-Girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
I just want to backtrack this shit, just because I want to see, like, I'm pretty sure somebody's reading this shit, and they're probably like, what the fuck? But what the fuck is Mami-chan trying to do is fucking throw hands, bro? Like, is she trying to fuck, like, what the fuck is she doing at this point? Can you fucking tell me what she's trying to accomplish at this point? Like,
I don't fucking know, dude.
Like, is I think she that she jealous? Just has to have is her. She just jealous.
I think she just has to have her fucking like nose in everybody's business to no end, and yeah. That's her character, dude.
And that's it. Like, she's just and shit. That's it. Like, she's just trash. And like, it's like an annoying because like I'm just like, bro, there's no way that like. She's literally fucking being like this. Like, there's no fucking way. But then, surprise, it is that way.
And surprise, she is there, dude. Fuck, I hate her so much. Everything about her is, like, fucking trash.
Bro, literally this last chapter, it was literally, like, it was some fucking bullshit, dude. Like, she was, like, about to throw hands. Like, that's what we get cut off at. She's like, throw hands. And I'm like, bro, like, first of all, why? Like, I was like, why are you
why?
So, why are you so fucking up with this shit? Like, why are you like, why are you so into this? Like, it's not even, it doesn't matter anymore.
For it doesn't you. Fucking phase you. Like, there's nothing. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I feel like at this point, like, even if they were to try to do like a, even if they were to fix her character and have her like it's atone over. And like for her shit, like, it's not gonna happen, dude. Like they have fucked this character so hard, like there's no coming back, dude. Like
she's just like completely hated. Like everybody fucking hates this character, and I'm just like, there's no fucking coming back from that.
Fuck no. So what we got the last manga of the section. We got like a long ass episode, so we're in the final game here. So there was a manga that I picked up today. In fact. That was recommended to me. And
is this the secret manga?
Yeah, it's the secret manga. So I zoned out and I fucking dunked through like 10 chapters immediately. And I was like, hold on, I have some anime I need to catch up with. I can't just stop what I'm doing and like read this. But it's a 10 out of, not 10 out of 10. It's like a 9 out of 10 for me immediately out the gate. It has 100 chapters. And I'm being so aloof about it is... because I haven't told Abraham what it is, right?
Even bro, I when know. We were like, doing I've been like waiting,
even when we were doing our prep for this, even when I like put it on our list, I actually fucked up and I put secret anime instead of secret manga.
Secret manga,
and I also put space dash fucking bangs because this shit bangs so hard.
What is the secret manga, dude?
I present to you, Undead. Unluck. Undead Unluck. It is about a man who is undead and he's able to regenerate his body entirely, meeting a girl who is unlucky. I could hear Abe typing away trying to look it up and catch up for where I'm at.
This shit up right now.
And he meets a girl who is eternally unlucky. So this man has lived several hundred lifetimes. He has put in blocks in his memory to be able to like remove those thoughts from his brain so he can still function. But the main fucking thing about this man, he uses his regenerative abilities to attack people. He is able to like point his finger like a gun, sever the muscle in the tip of his finger and regenerate his finger so hard and so fast that the old tip of his finger shoots out like a gun. This man is able to fly because he can, again, cut off the bottom, like, the knee down from his legs, like, pinch off the muscle and, like, kill it, regenerate his legs with such force and momentum that it propels him to be able to jump buildings. He is able to cut his legs off and regenerate his bones into spikes that he can stab with. So this man has lived several hundred lifetimes. All he does is want to die. And so when he meets the other character who is completely unlucky.
Yeah.
Her quirk, as for lack of a better term, her quirk causes unluck. It's the removal of people's luck. So if she touches bare skin to somebody, something bad happens to them, right?
Fuck.
So that also means like she's unable to get a haircut. And so in one of the chapters, he's like, hey, I used to cut hair, or like I've lived so long, like I'd be stupid to not know how to cut hair. So let me cut your hair. So he realizes that if he keeps constant contact with her and never lets go, unluck doesn't happen. So he keeps constant contact with her. He cuts her hair. And when he lets go and shit goes down, he's literally struck by a fucking bolt of lightning that like obliterates like everything in its path. Later on, they get attacked by a group of individuals also with quirks or also with powers that are trying to hunt them and do tests on them. So yeah. They're being hunted down by this like organization, by these people. And this is like the first few chapters. So if you read it, it's not really much of a spoiler. His head gets cut off. His head is like flying in the air. She breaks free from the people that are trying to capture her. And she kisses him on the cheek.
Yeah.
And he regenerates. And she is like, we need to leave now. Because like my quirk or my unluck is based off of the type of touch. So not just like, oh, I'm touching you and cutting your hair for 10 minutes and it's struck by a piece of lightning. But it's like, I kissed you on the cheek for a second. So this is like really fucking bad. So he grabs her and they leave. Like they bolt out of the building and it's struck by a fucking meteor. Like the amount of her unluck is like astronomical. And so he sees this and he's like, they're heading for the hills, dude. They're running away. He sees this and he's like, oh my God. It's kind of funny, but he's like, oh my God, you just kissed me for 1 second and a meteor struck. Whereas I was holding you for 10, 15 minutes, cutting your hair, and I got struck by lightning. He just goes, imagine if we bang. He's like, imagine if we fuck, like I will definitely die. He's like, it's perfect. Like, this is beautiful. He's like, fuck me. He's like, let's fuck. And she's like, what the fuck, bitch? Like, and she's losing it. And she's like, I don't get this. Like, I don't get you. And so, and it just goes from there. It's like quirky hijinks, a lot of action, a crazy ability. He's able to attack with regenerative powers, which I've never seen before or even heard of before. And yeah, dude, it's fucking beautiful. The art style is great. Like, the characters are awesome. And it's like 100 chapters. And the chapters are long as shit, dude. The first chapter is like 50, 60 pages.
Holy fuck.
And then the next one's like 45. And then from there, they all stay in like the 20 to 30 range. So they're long chapters. I don't know the frequency at like which they release, but like Undead Unluck, like I'm calling it now. It's going to happen, dude. There's going to be an anime for it. I know it's going to happen. And if not, then please just make it happen, dude.
Bro, I'm pretty sure. Beautiful. Fucking... who's the fucking MAPPA's definitely gonna make it happen. I was like, dude, they're animating every fucking thing, dude. Like, I'm just like, are you guys okay?
Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, but fucking last thing that I wanted to throw in there before fucking, since like the last fucking time we talked about it, Made in Abyss probably has only released ooh, I think one chapter. Yep. One fucking chapter since the last time we mentioned it. And I'm like, holy fuck, dude. And they're not even on the next layer yet. Like, they're still in the same fucking area. They're just going down.
You're going to get bad because I'm like 3 or 4 chapters behind. In comparison to how much, like, or rather how infrequently they post, like, I'm behind. Like, I'm hard behind.
You're like almost a year behind at that point. Like, it's fucked up, dude. Like, I'm pretty sure you're like 9 months behind.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's how crazy it is. But like, they haven't even reached like the next like area. They're just kind of like adventuring together. And I'm like, well, fuck. I was like, hurry up. Like, we're all ready for this next part. You guys stayed in this area for like fucking years, dude. Like, it's kind of crazy to me that just seeing people comment like, oh, we haven't seen all three characters together in about 2 years. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, hold on. You're like, wait a minute.
Literally, dude. Like, and I'm just like, I'm just ready to see what happens. I just wish they would release shit faster, but like, they're like, fuck it. They're like, fuck you guys. I'm just like, all right, thanks. But it's pretty dope. I mean, it's like I said, like one chapter has come out since like last time we fucking mentioned it. And I'm like, God damn, dude, like it's going to take forever, but it's almost done, I guess, to that. I don't know if it's going to end anytime soon because of this fucking pace, but like, I just want to see what the fuck is underneath this like level they're at, this layer they're in. Fair. I just want to see already. Dude. I want to know what the fuck is going on. Like, I'm ready. Like, I'm just fucking ready for it.
All right. I could definitely get behind that. But yeah, so that's my recommendations. That's what's on my read list and shit. Like I said, Undead Unluck. It's an easy 10 out of 10, 5 out of 5, whatever the fuck you want. It's 100%, dude. Super good. Go ahead and pick it up. And with that, I think we're set, man. We got a long-ass episode. I'm super excited. If you've made it this far, thank you so much for listening. Can't appreciate y'all enough. Abraham, where can they find you?
You can always find me at Abraham182 on Instagram or on anything else. It's always the same fucking at. And you can always find the Anime Boys podcast at Anime Boys Pod. We haven't been posting a bunch on there, but definitely going to go back and get more shit on there, dude. Like, I definitely want to post more fucking things. It's just like such a work to fucking make all those videos like constantly. I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, I'm so fucking busy all the time. So like, fuck. But definitely, where can they find you, Jay?
For sure, dude. So at Pop Punk Pizza, and in the very rare instance, like on TikTok and Twitch or whatever, is at Pop Punk Pizza 1. Now, we haven't been streaming a lot, so this is not technically Anime Boys or Twitch Streamers Unite, because we actually need to stream on Twitch to be considered streamers. But we'll get there, man. Like Ava was saying, shit happens, man, but life will find a way. So we'll get there. Go ahead and catch up on the latest episodes. Go ahead and read Undead Unluck, and let us know what movie we should watch next.
Yeah, definitely let us know. But we'll see you guys on the fucking next one. Later.